Welcome to Living with Victory Ministries podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by Teague's Grocery and Corner Cafe at 130 Soco Road in Maggie Valley, North Carolina. In a moment, we'll join Tony and Laureen Giorgio with today's message.
There's a promise coming down that dusty road.
Teague's Grocery and Cafe, serving Maggie Valley since 1965, with delivery now available through Grubhub. Teague's is Maggie Valley's only grocery store. They're located at 130 Soco Road near the eastern entrance of the Great Smoky Mountains National Park and the Blue Ridge Parkway. Drop in for breakfast or lunch at the Corner Cafe, featuring a variety of daily specials. Teague's Grocery and Cafe is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. and Friday and Saturday from 7 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. Call 828-926-1147. Teague's Grocery and Cafe, sponsors of Living with Victory.
Hey, hi, this is Tony Giorgio. Welcome to another session of Living with Victory. Today is going to be a great topic in the right time. And without further delay, let me go to my wonderful sidekick, my wonderful, wonderful wife, Laureen. And she has the topic of the day and the scriptures. Good morning, Laureen. How are you?
I am fantastic. Today I'm going to be speaking about a subject that is very close to my heart. 6 years ago, when I had to go for a biopsy for breast cancer, it was on Good Friday. And I have heard the Easter story over and over and over again. And sometimes when you do hear it or read it each year, it doesn't make the impact that it really should because it becomes mundane. But the one thing that was sticking out at me at that time was the cup that Jesus asked to pass from him. That's all that kept going through my mind. The cup, the cup, the cup. As I was laying on the table, waiting for the doctor to come in, I was talking to Jesus. We were having a good conversation. Just before he came in, I said, "Well, Lord, we're both drinking our cups today."
Yes.
Now, I knew what my cup was going to be, but I wasn't sure really what it meant for him to drink his cup. And I wonder if we really do know what it meant for him to drink the cup that night. In Mark 14, 33 through 41, it says, "He took with him Peter, James, and John. He began to be struck with terror and amazement." Now, amazement means horror of great darkness.
Wow.
"And deeply troubled and depressed." I don't know if many people really can grasp what he was going through.
The severity of what he was facing, yes.
"And he said to them, 'My soul is exceedingly sad, overwhelmed with grief, so that it almost kills me. Remain here and keep awake and be watching.' And going a little farther, he fell on the ground and kept praying that if it were possible, the fatal hour might pass from him. And he was saying, 'Abba,' which means 'Father, everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me. Not what I will, but what you will.'" Now, I know a lot of us are going through storms, and you are drinking some pretty bitter cups right now.
Oh, yeah.
It's not easy. He was going to die as man. He wasn't going to die as God. He came back, and found his disciple sleeping. And he's saying, "Have you not the strength to keep awake and watch with me for 1 hour? Sometimes you just feel so all alone in your circumstances that what's the matter with you people? Don't you see how I'm hurting? Why aren't you helping me?" You know, we have to take this and understand he knows what we're going through because he was going through it here.
Yeah.
And he feels your pain and hurt. He knows it.
If you're alone in your pain right now, or you think you're alone, he knew that too. He knows that feeling.
And the next thing he said to them is something that we all should pay very close attention to. Keep awake and watch and pray constantly, that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And he went away again and prayed the same words. But when he came back, again he found them sleeping. And he came back a third time and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? It is enough of that. The hour has come. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinful men, whose way or nature is to act in opposition to God." I want to go back to that first verse when he was, you know, struck with terror and amazement, horror of great darkness, and deeply troubled and depressed. Luke 22:44 says, "And being in an agony of mind, he prayed all the more earnestly and intently, and his sweat became like great clots of blood dropping down upon the ground."
Could you imagine that? And it's true. You know, anxiety of that magnitude can do that.
Most definitely. I mean, I had him to talk to while I was laying on the table. He was talking to his father, but he knew that cup had to be drunk. And we have to drink our cups. But the good news about us being able to drink our cup is that because he did go to the cross, the battle is already won. We could trust him and walk this out. But I have to tell you personally how I felt going through my breast cancer, because this cup became a very strong comfort to me. In Matthew Henry commentary, it says, "He was pure with no sin, but he took our sin and curses totally upon him. He was sin for us. This caused him to be very sorrowful. He fully knew the malignity of the sins he was to suffer for, and having the highest degree of love to God, who was offended by them, and of love of man, who was damaged and endangered by them." We were endangered by those sins. "No marvel that his soul was exceedingly sorrowful. He was made a curse for us. The curses of the law were transferred to him as our surety and representative. If he did not decide to drink that cup, we would have drunk that cup."
Oh, yeah. And that's out of Matthew Henry, is it?
Matthew Henry commentary.
Yeah.
"He now tasted death. He drank up even the dregs of the cup. He tasted all the bitterness of it. Are you loved? I don't think we can ever imagine how much we are loved. As I say, with that cup, it kept coming back to me over and over and over again. God just was trying to drive the point home to me during that time. I believe that's why he allowed me to go through this cancer, because as I said, we read the story, but we don't really fully appreciate what Jesus went through. It was the night before my surgery. As I say, the cup, it just kept coming back to me. And I was sitting up in bed. God said to me, "I'm going to let you feel a little bit of what my son felt in that garden that night." I was immediately just thrown back against my headboard. I was frozen in terror. I couldn't move if my life depended on it. I mean, I was just frozen in terror. The first time I ever realized what terror really felt like. I couldn't breathe. When that finally let up, I realized the love, the absolute love that my Lord had for me. I had to make this personal because He is a personal God. He loves you in a personal way. He loves me in a personal way. But I was going through a very hard time. I didn't know if I was going to live or die. I didn't know what was coming. You know, when I realized how much He loved me to drink this cup, that was the first time in all the years. I mean, since I was 10 years old, I've been following the Lord. That was the first time I really understood His love for me. I realized that a God that loved me this much to go to the cross and drink that cup and do what He did for me, I could trust Him, and I know you could trust Him. I don't care what problem you're having right now. I don't care what it is. You could trust Him with that problem if you apply this to your problem. You have to understand, when you compare your circumstances against what Jesus did for us on that cross, how can we not trust Him or want to know the love that kept Him on the cross for us, because He didn't have to stay there?
That's right.
The angels in heaven were ready to come down the minute He said, I can't take it anymore.
Yes.
But He stayed there for you. He stayed there for me. That cup is very important. Read it and over again until you finally understand why He went to that cross for us. I understand how afraid we become and how anxious we become when you have your circumstances that are pressing in on you. But if you allow Christ to be in the center of those circumstances, all you have to do is just trust Him and just give those circumstances to Him. That is what He's there for. That is why He died. And that is why, thank God, He is resurrected and He is alive. He's not still on that cross. Sometimes when we're going through these circumstances, we think we're so all alone. We're not alone. He was with me every step of the way. For every treatment I had to go through, I know He was with me. He gave me such a peace that I couldn't worry if I tried, because I finally understood the cup that He drank, and I finally understood how much He loved me, that whether I stayed here or I went home, and someday I will go home, and that will be a joyous time. Because then I'll finally get to see Him face to face and thank Him for all that He's done for me. But while I'm here on earth, I still have that privilege, because He walks with me every moment of every day. And I know He will walk with you if you will allow Him and open your heart to Him and let Him in. And just remember the cup, what it cost Jesus to go to that cross for you and me. So when you don't feel you're loved, just go to Mark 14:33-41 and read it. You definitely are loved. That took a lot of love to do. He will direct you. He will lead you. He will help you discern which way to go.
Also remember, if you want to comment, go to our email address, livingwithvictory@gmail.com. If you want to donate to us and help us, we're listener driven. You're welcome to, and we bless you for it. Remember, we're here if you need us. Contact us. Praise reports. You're having a problem, write us. Let us know. Whatever it is, we're here. Okay?
And I just want to say, are you loved? Yes, you are loved. Jesus loves you, and we love you. Have a great week.
God bless you.
You can become a Living with Victory Ministries patron with a monthly donation of $5 or more. Simply go to livingwithvictorync.org and look for the donate button. That's livingwithvictorync.org. Thanks for listening.